This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The big business story of the day will come after the markets close when the aluminum company Alcoa kicks off America's quarterly corporate earnings season. For more on that, let's bring in Michelle Gerard, senior U.S. economist at RBS. She's with us from Stamford, Connecticut. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Michelle, what are you expecting from corporate America this season?
Well, you know, they've really guided our expectations lower. We're not expecting it to be a very upbeat earnings season. I have to say, I fear that the numbers may be somewhat disappointing. Part of it is a stronger dollar, which actually hurts companies that are bringing earnings back from overseas that have to get translated back into dollars. But let's face it, we are looking at a much softer economic environment, and I think that explains why this particular quarter of earnings could be disappointing.
Well, why are we going to see another one of these years where we had a spring slowdown, but then things get better in the summer?
That's exactly been the pattern in each of the last 3 years. We've come into the year with a lot of strength, lost momentum in the spring, but then reaccelerated in the second half of the year. Unfortunately, I don't think that that's likely to play out this year. You know, the biggest factor I think that's going to work against growth here in the U.S. in the second half of this year is the uncertainty over our own fiscal situation. And as we talked about, the uncertainty over Europe obviously has been a factor behind the spring slowdown, but now we have so many unanswered questions. Are the tax rates going to go up at year-end? Are the spending cuts going to be put in place? People talk about the so-called fiscal cliff maybe pushing us to the brink of recession. I mean, against all of that uncertainty, you can understand why businesses may stay sidelined until at least the outcome of the November elections and they have more clarity on where the economy is going.
Michelle Gerard, senior U.S. economist at RBS, thanks so much.
Thank you.